an assault! Ultimate destruction, not an invasion!
They paused beneath the cover of an old factory's slumping wall. Perhaps one day this place would have been repaired, but it looked like it hadn't been used for some time, and the building's metal framework was corroding beneath the toxic atmosphere.
Look! Invasion!
Tree pointed south at another cloud of lights drifting down from the many damaged areas of dome. Gunfire was being exchanged, and it took several seconds for the crackling sound to become audible.
Droids, Lannery said. They're not sending troops in because...
A massive explosion rocked them from their feet. The ground pounded at her as she fell, and the air itself seemed to vibrate in her lungs through her chest. Lannery rolled against the building and looked back and up, astounded and sickened by what she saw. A plasma bomb had found its way through the city's defenses and impacted close to the dome's highest point, more than a kilometer above the ground. The explosion had ripped the dome open, the shattering destruction running down through the central column and bursting from it in blooming flowers of flame and blazing metal. The wide tower was crumbling from the top down, and around it, the dome's mammoth support structures were cracking and dipping, great spreads of dome rupturing and falling away. The explosion continued to expand, probing inward and touching the ground at last. A firestorm swept across the air, incinerating everything in its path. The destruction was so huge and so far away that it seemed to happen in slow motion.
Lannery!
Tree said. He grabbed her arm.
Lannery!
Yes, she said. Tree helped her up, and they moved on. They reached the building through which they'd entered the dome not so long ago. As they went inside, they left behind a very different Greenwood station. They worked their way back through the ruined and hastily repaired area of the city, retrieving their masks from where Lannery had hidden them. But the masks had leaked away the last of their oxygen, so Lannery cast them both aside. "We've got a kilometer to go across that landscape," she said. "Follow me. Step where I step, run as fast as you can, and try not to take deep breaths."
"We'll die out there," Tree said.
"No, and once we're on the Peacemaker, I have medicine that will clean your skin and lungs."
"I don't have skin and lungs exactly like yours, human,"
Tree said, smiling nervously. Lannery grabbed his shoulder, squeezed.
"Close enough. Come on."
She force-shoved the exterior airlock door open and ran out onto the toxic, poisonous surface of Nox. Behind them, the battle raged and the destruction continued. Out of the dome, they could see more, though the air was constantly hazed with stinking clouds of gas. Attack ships stood some distance off, firing at the dome. Way beyond the dome, a huge glow filled the sky, and Lannery guessed that the spaceport adjacent to the dome in the east had been bombed. Those few defensive ships that took off from inside and made it out without being destroyed streaked south toward the attackers, and most were blasted from the air before even entering combat. One or two made it through, spiraling up and around as their laser cannons opened up. Explosions bloomed. Burning wrecks arced down to the planet's surface. It was only the skill of their pilots that kept them aloft, but the attacking force appeared to be far superior. Lannery already felt the acidic burn on her skin and tasted it at the back of her throat, and the destruction and deaths behind her weighed heavy. Her spine tingled. The back of her neck smarted as if the accusing dead stared.
"Iron Hogs!"
The droid responded immediately. The ship was ready for takeoff. The tracker was acquired and locked on. But Dale's ship was already breaking away from orbit, and soon he would be beyond the range of their instruments. They reached the Peacemaker and boarded. And Lannery did not feel as pleased, as safe, as she should have.
"Okay?"
Lannery asked.
"Perfect."
Tree nodded, though he looked ready to vomit. His leku hung pale and sickly, and his eyes and nose were running.
"Strap in," Lannery said. "They'll probably see us lifting off and..."
Greenwood Station took three more direct impacts from plasma bombs. The blasts shook the Peacemaker, and Lannery quickly fired the engines and took her ship aloft, afraid that the explosions might cause tremors or eruptions around the city. She flicked on all sensors, checked systems, initiated weapon systems, and only then took time to look toward the dome. The ruptured dome was falling in great, burning, melting sheets. The city inside had become a pit of molten chaos, and billowing pillars of smoke and flame rose high above it. The sparkling, expanding clouds from the plasma impacts bloomed outward, and when they met the rank atmosphere, they formed sickly rainbows that in other circumstances might even have looked beautiful. Lannery punched it, and even flying up and away from the dying city, the stark flashes of its demise lit up the interior of the Peacemaker's cockpit.
All those people,
Tree said, and Lannery had never heard him sound so wretched.
We went there, and this is the result.
It wasn't us, Lannery said. It was Dale.
But if we hadn't chased him here...
If he's not stopped, this could happen everywhere, she said. It shows how determined he is, and how mad. She lowered her voice, almost talking to herself now. There'll be no reasoning with him. A chime on the control panel, and Lannery groaned.
What?
Tree asked. Company. On the scanner, three sparks were following them, closing rapidly. Lannery banked the ship steeply and accelerated, the hull shaking around them, groaning with the huge stresses she was placing it under. But she knew her ship as well as she knew herself, its breaking points, its capabilities. Still, the shapes closed on them. Fighters from Nul Tandor, Lannery said.
And now they have a Jedi ship to add to their score sheet,
Tree said. I'll draw them out of the atmosphere. The Peacemaker's better in space.
I can shoot.
You told me you'd never been in space.
Well, maybe once or twice. But I've fired land-based laser cannons 100 times. I have a good eye.
Top turret.
Go.
Tree unclipped and scampered back into the living area, and Lannery charged up the laser cannons.
And put on the comlink so we can talk,
she shouted back at him. Strange. Right then, she was almost glad she had Tree here. She saw the terrible irony in the situation. Dale had made Nul Tandor believe that Greenwood Station was in league with the Jedi. Not only that, but some of that city's highest-standing residents might already have been assassinated by a Jedi sword. And now here they were, in the midst of their attack on Greenwood Station, and a Jedi was attempting to flee the planet, the Peacemaker ship giving her away. She had come here incognito, but might be leaving the seeds of a wider war behind. Right now, escape.